You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Rachel Silberstein reports in Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew Cuomo told reporters March 28th that a bipartisan working group of female legislative staffers from both houses, including a delegate from the Senate Democrats, was working on updating the state's sexual harassment policies. But state Democrats said that wasn't true. Quote, our council has been briefed on the status of negotiations, but unfortunately not involved in the negotiations. And when she made suggestions or offered input into bill language, we were told that discussion has already been shut down, end quote, said Mike Murphy, communications director for the state Senate Democrats, in a statement. Quote, every year we receive briefings on the budget that has been negotiated by the governor and the majorities. The only difference this year was that the governor's office made a promise to include the first female leader. That has not happened. End quote. Assembly Speaker Col Hasty, though, sided with the governor. Quote, my senior staff participated in meetings with members of the governor's senior staff and the senior staff of the Senate Democratic Conference to discuss this critical issue and incorporate various recommendations made by all parties to address the scourge of sexual harassment, end quote, said Hasty. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that Dutchess County buses may stop running next week as Dutchess Mass Transit workers voted 54-4 to strike. Represented by Teamsters Local 445, the bus drivers, call center staff, mechanics, and utility workers say they will announce a strike at least 12 hours before it begins. Quote, we've negotiated about 90% of what we need, but that last 10% is extremely important to the employees, said Union Representative Jerry Ebert. A federal mediator is working to get both sides to agree on a deal. A strike would be the fourth transit system work stoppage since 1986. You can read the full story at the Mid-Hudson News Network website. The Daily Freeman reports that a single southern pine beetle was caught in a trap in the Albany Pine Bush Preserve, according to the Department of Environmental Conservation. That's the farthest north the invasive pest has been found. The southern pine beetle has killed thousands of pine trees on Long Island since 2014. No dying pines have been found yet north of Long Island, but the DEC is urging the public to report dying pitch pines and red pines. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Roger Hanekin-Gilson reports at the Other Hudson Valley that while most of the contributions for Democrat Jeff Beal's campaign for the 19th Congressional District seat come through the national fundraising site ActBlue, ActBlue is not listed on Beal's Federal Election Commission filings. ActBlue is a website that allows people from across the country to contribute to Democratic candidates. Quote, FEC Deputy Press Officer Christian Hilland said contributions from individuals over $200 received through a conduit are supposed to list the conduit in FEC filings, end quote, writes Gilson. But the FEC filings of the Beals campaign don't mention ActBlue. Quote, we review our quarterly FEC filings with the help of a compliance officer, end quote, a statement from the Beals campaign read. Quote, if the reporting of a conduit is found to need amending by our compliance officer, we will not hesitate to do so, end quote. In a February 25th letter to the Beals campaign, the FEC listed three errors in a previous filing. Five other candidates receiving donations through ActBlue appear to properly credit the conduit, according to Gilson's review of the FEC filings. You can read the full story at the Other Hudson Valley. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.